All right, we'll say let's begin. So we left off.
You didn't call Ari.
I'm sorry?
You didn't call Ari.
Hey, it's early still.
He's on the way.
Give him a few minutes. All right, so if you look at what say, where it says, in this edition, I'm on page Mem Zayin, right by Yaakov. So remember again, now the section that he's dealing with now is the next level of people who are motivated by schar va'onesh, who are motivated by fear of punishment and enticement of reward. So he writes, Yaakov, so he's giving examples of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is careful to go ahead and weigh one's deeds, even in the smallest levels. It says, Yaakov, al shechara apol berachal, sha'omra lo havali banim. So remember again, Yaakov Avinu got upset at Rachel Minu. When Rachel said to him, give me children, Amar b'medrash, so remember again, Yaakov Avinu responded and he says, hatachas elokim anochi, what do you think? I'm God. Asher mane minech privit nech. Do you think it's me? You think it's my problem? You think I did this to you? So he answered her in a very sharp way. So it's true, by the way, it's true that Rachel Minu spoke to Yaakov in a sharp way. Give me children. But you know, the Medrash says very meaningfully, the Medrash says, is this how you answer barren women? Meaning the Medrash excuses Rachel Imenu's strong lashon because of the raw emotion of her not having children all of those years. So Yaakov, in the Medrash feels that Yaakov should have been more sensitive in his approach to Rachel. So is this how you go ahead and you answer the barren women? So Zelashon or Medrash, the Medrash says Zelashonam. Is this how you answer the barren women? Chayecha, by your life, shebanecha omdim lifnei bina. That ultimately your children will bow before hers. And of course, that's a reference to the entire episode with Yosef, where all of the sons of Leah Imenu all the sons of Leah Imenu bow before Rachel Imenu. And because of the episode where Yaakov Avinu hid Dina, instead of going ahead and giving her to Esav in marriage, Kadesh lo yikacha Esav, in order that Esav not marry her, afapi shakavanaso haisa vadai letova. So remember, Yaakov Avinu, when he hid his daughter, during that encounter with Esav, he did it for good reason. He didn't want his daughter marrying the Rasha. However, ach lefi shamana chesed me'achiv. But at the end of the day, he withheld a chesed from his brother. Meaning again, because perhaps had Esav married Dina, perhaps she could have turned him around. The wife, a wife is a powerful, powerful force within a home. Amru b'medrash, Amru la Kadosh Baruch Hu, lamas mere'ehu chesed. Kadosh Baruch Hu said again, according to the Ramchal quotes the pasuk from Eov, lamas mere'ehu chesed, he withholds chesed from his friend. Lo bikashta lahasiya lamahol. You didn't want to marry her off to a circumcised man, i.e. Esav. I'm going to have her married off to an Arel, to an uncircumcised man, a reference to Shechem. Lo bikashta lahasiya derecheter. You did not allow her to get married in a normative, permissible way. Harehini says derech iser. She'll be married again in an aster way, referring to her violation by Shechem. The idea that Ramchal is saying over here, and I will say, obviously, these are extreme cases of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said, like I already mentioned this yesterday, that the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik with tzaddikim kichut hasayra. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very meticulous and very careful with how he deals with the righteous and holds them to a higher level, a higher standard that normal, regular people are not held to. The point that Ramchal is trying to make from this is that there is accountability for every single act. There is accountability for every single thing we do. Yosef, so the Gemara gives, excuse me, so Ramchal gives another example. Yosef, if you shamar l'sara mashkim, kim zechartani itcha. So remember again, Yosef, when he's in jail, and after he interprets the dreams of the butler and the baker, so the baker doesn't end up so well, but he says to the butler, do me a favor, when you're reinstated to your position, kim zechartani itcha, remember me. Remember me. Remember what I did. Remember that I interpreted your dream. Remember me when you go back to the palace. Therefore, nitos fulo shtei shanim. Kim ha'amarim zechoron levracha. What ended up happening? Yosef was given an extra 2 years in jail because, again, he inappropriately put his trust in the Sar Hamashkim. Yosef Atzmo, al shechanat as aviv beli reshuso shalmakom. So Yosef, interestingly enough, Yosef himself is also giving. Yosef himself committed a transgression in that he embalmed his father without the permission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is very interesting in general. The Torah says, Vayachantu also, they went ahead and they embalmed him. So it's interesting. Obviously, this is before Matan Torah. Right? So this is before any halachas are given. So obviously, you know, you don't have necessarily an Isser, but we certainly never see that being done before. We read many times about people dying. We never read about anyone being embalmed. So it's interesting that Chazal hold Yosef accountable for embalming his father without consultation with God, without consultation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some way. And what happened? Furthermore, O lefi sheshama avdecha avinu v'shasak. Or remember again, according to some, Yosef is punished because before he revealed his identity to his brothers, the brothers keep referring to Yaakov as avdecha avinu, our servant, your servant, our father. And Yosef never said anything, meaning he allowed his father to be referred to as his servant, and yet he never said anything. So the Markidus Malikis lay Mace Lifne Echav. So Rabbi says there's a machlokis as to what sin it was exactly that Yosef HaTzadik did. Was it the fact that he embalmed his father without divine permission, or was it that he heard his father referred to as his servant and he never said anything? Either way, Chazal attributes some personal transgression to the fact that Yosef went ahead and died before his brothers. David. So what was David HaMelech's mistake? Lefi Shekara L'Divrei Torah Zimiros. This is very interesting. So David HaMelech called Divrei Torah Zimiros. Zimiros Hayu Li Chukecha. So David HaMelech says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your chukim, your laws are like Zimiros, like beautiful song to me. Now, interestingly enough, so Chazal feel that ultimately was wrong. Now, again, the idea over here is David HaMelech was trying to say, Ribono Shel Olam, your Torah is as pleasant to me as beautiful song. But in the footnote, he writes over here, Mikol Makom Haisa Alav Tavia Al Hashva Azu Ha'alula Lehisparish Gam Kehavchosa Barocha Divrei Torah. The problem is, Rabosai, that although it sounds very beautiful, that your Torah is like Zmiris for me, on the other hand, what it could end up leading to is a certain lack of reverence for the words of Torah. Because, you know, what happens with a beautiful song? What happens with a beautiful song is sometimes, you know, you hear a song in Mamish, it's beautiful and it's wonderful, and you keep just singing it over and over and over. And then what happens to it at some point in time? You get tired of it, right? Or you don't sing it with as much gusto. That's not Divrei Torah, right? Divrei Torah are laws. Laws, and you know, the amazing part about laws is that laws stand for eternity. So, you know, you decide that today you want to drive 90 miles an hour. It doesn't matter what you feel like. It doesn't matter you want to feel the wind running through your hair. I say that longingly, but you know, that's not going to make a difference, right?
You said that wistfully.
That's right. So, that's right, my poor of here. So the idea is that laws are laws. So therefore, David HaMelech is held accountable for saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your Torah is like my Zimiros. Ne'enash, he was punished. Shenichsha b'dvar uza v'nis arvava simchasa. So both said this refers to when, again, they're bringing the Aron to Yerushalayim. This is the episode with Uza, where Uza thought that the Aron was falling off the wagon. He tries to catch it. He tries to, you know, push it on. He touches it on with his hand, and he dies. Michal, what happened to Michal? And Michal was the daughter of Shaul, who was David HaMelech's wife, at least in the beginning. Remember when David HaMelech runs away from Shaul, so Shaul actually gives her to another man. So Michal, lefi shochicha estave b'mashe rakat b'chutz lefne aron ne'ensha. Remember Michal, so when she sees David dancing before the aron, she says, you know, you're a fool. What are you doing? You're the king. King doesn't dance like that in front of the aron. And what happened? She was punished. Shelo hayala valad ela b'mosa. Remember, again, she did not have a child. Now, that actually is an interesting dispute as to whether or not she had a child or not. Some say she only had a child later on in life. Others say she had no children at all. In any event, she was punished. Chizkio, what did Chizkio do wrong? Lefisha hera es sari melech bavel es beis nechoso, nigzar abarav lios sarisen behecha melech bavel. Chizkio opened up the Beis HaMikdash treasuries and showed it to Gentile kings. That was felt to be an inappropriate act. As a result, his sons ultimately became sarisim. Sarisim also can mean one of two things. It could either mean a eunuch, or it could mean some type of officer. Either way, they ultimately were employed by Gentile kings. The rabbim ka'ele ma'od. And I will say there are many other examples of this. What's the common denominator among all of these examples? That, again, obviously, I will say these are extremes. These are extreme, extreme examples, because these are righteous individuals who are held to a higher level of accountability. But the yesod is the same, which is There is a divine reaction for every action. There is no such thing as an action without consequences, be it positive or negative. I'll say, by the way, I just want to tell you, this sounds a little bit scary, but if you think about it, this is such an incredible awareness to live life with. If I see it very often, the reason why sometimes we do the things that we do is because we assume that our actions, like individual actions, kind of just get mixed into a chalent of lifetime action. So you know what happens with the chalent? So it's like, you put it on your plate, and the truth is you can't necessarily discern what the individual ingredients are. It's a chalent, it's a collective. So, as long as the collective tastes good at the end of the day, that's what matters. And then Abuchal is saying, it's not really like that. Every action is looked at. Every action is measured. And for every action, there is some level of accountability. When you begin to live like that, so suddenly, again, and Yarba said, hey, understand where he's going with this, because remember, he's trying to encourage us to live life with zihiros, which means paying attention, which means thinking before you act. Now I understand why. Because there is a repercussion for every single action, every word that's used, everything that's done. There is an accountability, I will say. And again, here he's obviously talking on a lower level. So he's talking about punishment. He's talking about schar va'onesh. So he's talking here to the people who perhaps cannot be intellectually motivated or spiritually motivated by achieving a sense of shleimus. So for hamonam, for regular people, for even lower level people who are only motivated by a carrot or a stick, right? You understand, not like the carrot, like the incentive or the stick, the rod, not carrot and stick in a colloquial way. So, if the people motivate, so this is what motivates them.
How do we know if it's our actions that we're getting punished for, or our parents and our forefathers?
No idea. Absolutely no.
The children, generations later, were
no idea. It's a good kasha. No idea. You're asking an excellent question. The way the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. Yeah. I can't answer those on Thursdays. Those are only Mondays and Tuesdays. I do divine, cosmic questions. I just, to stop over. We'll pick up in Ritzachim with this parak tomorrow. So again, we're still on this last level of understanding. So we'll pick up in Ritzachim tomorrow.
I'll be back Monday.
Come at 5:25. 5:40 is when I answered.